The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
But Monday started with a massive piece of news that we have to discuss, and I think I comfortably speak for both Michael and Rachel in saying that it is gross to talk about this. We don't enjoy it, but it is the biggest thing to happen in the NFL in a very long time. We finally have, Michael, a punishment for a Cleveland Browns quarterback, Deshaun Watson. He was officially suspended for the first six games of the season by the jointly appointed disciplinary officer, Judge Sue L. Robinson. Her decision says that Deshaun, as mentioned, is suspended the first six games of the season. There are a lot of tentacles to this. I'm just going to kind of blitz through them and we can unpack it. The financial part of this, because that has become part of the story, especially when Deshaun got his new deal with the Browns. His salary for this year, rather, is his base salary is $1 million. So his suspension comes out of that. So this is only going to cost him $333,000. And I use that word only very, very loosely, obviously, and contextually. Under his old contract, his previous one with the Houston Texans, it would have cost him over $11.7 million if we're rounding up. NFL Network's Mike Garafolo, reported that the first installment of his signing bonus, which remains untouched and unimpacted by all this, was due yesterday. So Deshaun got a big old chunk of change on Sunday. Monday gets the big suspension. The NFL does reserve the right to appeal this suspension. In that particular case, Michael, Deshaun's fate would be decided by Commissioner Roger Goodell or whoever Goodell appoints. For what it's worth, Deshaun is expected to participate in practice on Monday, the aforementioned padded practices happening across the NFL. But on the outset, Deshaun Watson suspended six games. It almost seems universally agreed that that is a fraction of what may be constituted to be enough, if you can even quantify what would be enough given all the circumstances.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely insane. It was one heck of a way to start the morning yesterday when we got the report that basically said tomorrow we'll finally get, you know, I guess an ending to this whole saga, this whole circus that he put on during this offseason. It came down to six games. Now, we can go, I'm sure we're going to talk about it at length, but six games is nothing. It is, especially with an extra game having been added onto a 17-game schedule, it's even less, you know, than half of a season, right? Like, less than half a season for being the center of everything we've been hearing day in and day out. All the stories have been surrounding it, everything we've heard. Like, six games is nothing. It's a slap on the wrist. That is like a knee-jerk reaction to players getting suspended for PEDs.
Which literally happened to DeAndre Hopkins. He literally suspended six games for that.
Right. Like, it's absolutely insane. I'm sure we'll talk about it later, but I actually have a short list here of comparable lengths of suspensions throughout the past like 10, 12, 15 years in the NFL with what they did to show you, kind of give you some context of like, well, you know, 10 years ago, this got you six games, this got you five games. And I'll tell you what, there's quite the canyon between some of these reasons why these guys got suspended five, six games, as opposed to what Deshaun Watson has been at the center of. It's just absolutely insane. And I'm sure we're going to talk about it a lot. There's a lot to talk about. There's, again, so many layers. It's like this onion here. And we're going to get to it here soon.
Yeah, this really is an ogre, just like an onion with lots of layers. And it's a shame because this is a really, you know, fun time of year. The football's in the air. It's a fun episode of Monday Football Monday. We have an interview that I conducted with Emmett Smith that we're dropping in a little bit. So it's a shame that this is this cloud that now hangs over everything. And it's so difficult, Michael, to talk about the finances or even the history, because the history of the NFL, certainly the last, I don't know, 10 years, you know, post Ray Rice, if you want to, you know, kind of put a line of demarcation on it, is not glowing. It's quite hypocritical for everything they say that they stand for. So it's difficult to kind of look at things like that. It's difficult to talk about the football of it all. If anybody cares, the six games that Deshaun Watson is set to miss, season opener against the Carolina Panthers, you'll be very busy as a part of that game, obviously. You know, that game's been heavily discussed. So they've got the Carolina Panthers. Then for me, when I'm Sam Darnold again, the New York Jets in week two for the Browns, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Atlanta Falcons in week four, the LA Chargers. I know you'll be in on that game, obviously, covering it for Bolts for the Blue, and the New England Patriots in week six. So if we look at those six teams, Panthers, Jets, Steelers, Falcons, Chargers, Patriots, even if you just look at the football of it all, we're talking about maybe one consequential game against the Chargers, maybe two if you're willing to lump the Steelers in there, and obviously they're a bit of a question mark with how they're going to be this season, but one divisional game. And so it all kind of lends to I hate talking about the finances of it all because that was so gross when he got the new deal with the Browns. It was so gross how the NFL and the Browns allowed for that to happen, for this loophole to be created, for him to be financially protected from a would-be suspension here, which is obviously what it was. And it was so gross, the parading about it that happened by the national insiders and bragging about the way it was broken and things like that. And so that part is just disgusting to me because, again, and, you know, it feels like an enormous amount of efforts were made to keep Deshaun, you know, protected here and to kind of protect the Browns. I mean, like, this is a little bit, you know, lengthier in terms of assumptions here. But the schedule I just read you, I mean, it's been known for a long time that Deshaun Watson was likely going to be suspended to start the season. I mean, who's to say? Like, is it difficult? Is it impossible to believe that the NFL didn't give the Browns a few tomato cans to start the season so that their heavier games did feature their franchise quarterback at the center of it?
Yeah, it just seems way, way too convenient the way everything shook out. I mean, most of this offseason, since the deal was signed, this $230, $200 million guaranteed, fully guaranteed deal came down, where everyone in the NFL was able to kind of dunk on the Browns and say, like, I can't believe you guys gave Deshaun Watson this much money when, you know, we could never see him on the football field at least for a year or two. Like, people thought that's how long his suspension was going to be. And all of a sudden, yesterday, they come out, the NFLPA came with a statement that said, like, we're not going to fight whatever the thing is, whatever the final result is, whatever Robinson says. We encourage Roger Goodell and the NFL to accept it as well, which I just thought was kind of weird. Not to say that I believe the NFLPA knew that it was going to be a type of sentence that they themselves probably wouldn't want to fight in the first place, but it would just seem convenient, right? That they were like, you know, whatever it is, we'll be fine with it. It just seemed like it was such a carefree thing for them to say when it seems like they almost knew that it wasn't going to be all that.
Yeah,
well, right.
You can't prove that. Nobody can, right? But you're right. It's awfully.
Yeah, we can't.
It's awfully convenient to now in the aftermath be like, well, you know, we said, you know, we were going to accept whatever the suspension was. Like, again, if we're reading between lines, it certainly seems like, and look, the NFLPA exists for an enormously good reason and does enormous good for NFL players. And the causes they fight for are obviously very noble and true mostly. But this feels kind of gross to your point. Like, it at least smells gross. It may not be gross, but it smells just like the NFLPA knew exactly what was happening and got ahead of it from a narrative standpoint. You know, just before we started recording, all the, you know, the NFL Network, Good Morning Football, ESPN's covering this. Everybody's saying, well, you know, the NFLPA released their statement that they were going to accept whatever punishment was given out, and they said that before the suspension was due. I mean, do we think that this was, I mean, again, like, there are some assumptions being made here. Do you know what happens when you assume? But that does not sit well, I think, with most people in the way they feel about this.
Yeah, and I mean, on top of the convenience of that situation, like, they were ready. It seemed like the Browns were about to eat a ton of crow with, you know, throwing a bunch of money away with this deal, right? I mean, they paid all this money. He was guaranteed all of it. And we all expected 1 year, maybe 2 years, an indefinite suspension. I mean, we kind of talked about with Calvin Ridley and kind of combining or comparing those things, like, why it didn't make a lot of sense. But all of a sudden, like, the numbers with the contracts are also way too convenient, right? Like you just mentioned, $333,333. That's the exact amount apparently that he will miss from these six games. It just seemed like, besides the NFLPA knowing something, it seemed like the Browns were oddly confident that they could restructure his contract this way and really not be out all that much money at the end of the day. I mean, that's kind of insane. Like, before I saw the numbers, never in a million years would I have thought that it would cost him, you know, $333,333 to miss six games on a contract that's $230 million guaranteed. It absolutely did not make any sense. I did not think, like, I know people can work wonders with the cap, but even I did not expect them to work this form of black magic. Like, it was just absolutely insane. Everybody's scot-free. No one's really getting hurt by this, like, whatsoever, besides the people who obviously were hurt by the fact that it was a six-game suspension in the first place.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.